Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next!
Yes, indeed, here we are
at St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast, where I stole the margarine and wheedled on the bingo cards in lieu of the latrine. I saw a handsome parish lady make her entrance like a queen. Why, she was totally chenille, and her old man was a marine. As she abused the sausage patty and said, "Why don't you treat me mean?" Stole the margarine.
Hello and welcome all my fluish friends. This is the flu surviving, flu fighting Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are coming to you barely alive, but alive, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio what?
StPete.com.
Yes. I cannot. Lately, cannot get through an opening without screwing it up.
No, you can't.
Radio St. Pete, what?
.com.
That's it, everybody. Hey, thanks, kids, for joining in.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
You threw them off.
Yeah. So I tried to come up with a catchy, somewhat dramatic opening, welcoming all my fluish friends.
Right.
We have been sort of battling the flu here in this house. At least I have, anyway. Mm-hmm. I was out of work Wednesday and Thursday. We are missing one of our crew members this evening. Jack is down with the flu. Stephanie was kind of trying to become fluish, trying to convert to fluism.
Yes.
Fluism.
Fluism. I opted for vitamin C-ism.
You know, let me tell you something. I eat a lot of fruit, and I think all that stuff about eating fruit is bunk.
Yeah.
You know, I eat a lot of bananas. I eat a banana every day. I still get cramps in my legs. Okay. I eat an apple every day. Now, I haven't gone to the doctor, so it is keeping the doctor away, but only because I'm not going.
Yeah.
And I eat a lot of oranges that are supposed to have a lot of vitamin C and fight colds and flus. Well, I got it. You know, I got it anyway.
Right, but what else do you eat?
Well, I eat food, Ty. I mean...
Yeah, that's why it's not working.
All right. Ty, is your mic on?
Is it?
There you go.
There you go.
Cool.
You're back.
Anyway, so that was a somewhat dramatic opening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show this evening. Today would be the second day of February 2018.
Yes.
This flu is one of the worst in recent history. And I was reading the paper the other day, and they actually had a name for it. It was some scientific name like NHD23 or something like you would hear in Star Wars or something like that. But for the life of me, I can't remember what it is. But they did say that this is one of the worst flu seasons that America has seen in recent history. I saw a map where they will show the states that are affected by the flu, and every state was colored in.
Except for Hawaii.
So, here's my thing.
For now.
If you haven't already gotten the flu, I think that's bad news for you because you're going to get it. And great. I think that all of us that have gotten it already, we got the light flu. You're going to get the bad flu.
Oh, stop.
You're going to get the bad flu. So do yourself a favor. If you haven't had it, get out there and get it while you can.
You're terrible.
Get it out of the way while you can.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if at any time during this broadcast you want to give us a call, play along, you can do so by calling 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We got a tweet just before the show started, and a little bit of cussing. some, you, God damn it, get close to the mic. You always sound like you're across the room. PW, I think what the problem was is we have one of our five mics in here is not the right kind of mic. And it is like directly across from me. And I notice even in my headphones that when I'm speaking, I sound like I'm in sort of a well. That mic is off tonight. And I, to me, I don't sound like that. I don't know if it's sounding like that out there in radio world.
No, PW did confirm that you sound good.
I think it's that mic. I'm telling you.
It could be.
And that's Jack's mic. Jack is in his room dying of the flu.
Yeah.
So we have his mic off.
You're bad. You're bad.
We have a black ribbon draped around his mic.
Yeah. Are you going to talk about Frank Zappa at all?
I am going to mention Frank Zappa. And the reason that I played that first song, which was St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast, is because I was listening to Perfect Head last night, P.W. Fenton's new show on Radio St. Pete that you can catch every Thursday evening from 7 to 9 p.m., where he plays a plethora of eclectic music from all genres. And I was blown away last night when he played, what did he play, Steph?
Frank Zappa.
He played Frank Zappa. What song did he play?
Oh,
Moving to Montana Soon. Yeah. I love that song. That was fantastic. Now, the only thing I want to tell you, PW, about playing Frank Zappa is
little heads up.
Little heads up. Don't ever play Jewish Princess.
Yes.
We got in trouble for that.
Well, our very first show on RadioSt.Pete.com, I ended our show with Jewish Princess. The very next day, I got a call from the powers that be, Joe B, at Radio St. Pete, basically telling me that that song is frowned upon.
It could be negative.
Yeah, construed as negative. And apparently, our mayor, Rick Kreisman, listens to the show, and he may be offended by it.
Right.
Jesus Kreisman.
So, listen, do yourself a favor and listen to Perfect Head every Thursday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on RadioSt.Pete.com. You're going to hear a bunch of music. It's basically two hours full of music. Some of the songs you'll know, some of the songs you'll be hearing for the first time ever. All of them, good songs.
Great songs.
I enjoyed all 2 hours. Very
great
good.
Great selection of music.
Thank you for that. What else?
Who's in the studio?
Well, in the studio, like I was mentioning, we do have a sort of a lesser crew this evening. But we do have some of the usual suspects. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire. How are you, my dear?
Good.
That's good. You look good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I notice you have a blanket around your waist. Are you freezing? I don't know why you'd be freezing. I'm like sweating.
No, I'm cold.
All right.
I've been cold,
cold
for
natured.
Days.
Mm-hmm. To Hannah's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. My dear, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
You sound pretty good today.
Well, I'm sounding better.
You look better today than the last couple of
days. Look, today would have been the third day with the flu. I went to work today. I thought immediately as soon as I got there that it was a mistake going in.
That's what I think every day.
I do every day. But as the day went on and after I ate lunch, I started to feel a little bit more energized. So here I am. Let's see. We don't have Jack. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, Jack is in the bedroom dying of the flu. To where Jack would be sitting, to Jack's right is my boy Ty Ginn.
Hi.
How are you? No flu?
A little bit.
All right. Well,
it's beginning.
Well, oh no.
Yeah, it's not good. I think we're all eventually gonna get it.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
We shall see.
I'm on the backside.
Yeah.
I mean,
I hope so.
I'm coming out of this thing.
You are the backside.
I am the backside.
Because he is terrible when he's sick.
Oh, stop. I've been nothing but brave.
You did very well this time, I have to say. Much better than normal.
It's just the flu.
Not
you don't
whining,
have to be brave.
Very brave.
You're going.
You're not getting some major surgery.
Yeah. Hey, Hannah Claire, I wanted to talk to you about this on air. We had a conversation earlier today that you said you were having a problem with Dude.
Yes.
Your puppy.
Yes.
Now, all of a sudden, he's starting to act like a jerk.
Yes.
All right. So, I asked you if you were working on your war face.
Yes.
Because when you tell him no, he's got to know that you're serious.
Yeah. So he's starting to get it.
Show us your face.
I mean, what's that going to do for the radio?
Well, it's going to do something for us. At least we'll have some idea. And then from from this point on, we'll know how to then
assess,
counsel, and make better your situation. Let's see the face.
I don't know. I can't just
hope
like
I
do
hope
it.
That's not it.
Show me your war face.
Now, what exactly are you saying to him?
She's swearing like a sailor.
Yeah, usually.
You don't scare me. Work on it.
Are you putting any bass in your voice at all?
I try, but then I just feel like I sound ridiculous.
And I think I have a good war face.
Dude.
Mom certainly has a good war face. I mean, between the two of us, we should have passed along a decent war face to you. I think if you show...
I get mom's eyebrows.
There you go. Well, that
might
work.
Not be enough. Now you got to snarl a little bit. Get that lip.
I growl at him.
Come here, you little bastard.
I growl at him. Mm-hmm. It works.
Grab his tail.
Yeah.
Because that works with Tilly.
Yeah.
Just grab that tail and let him know you are serious.
All right. Just work on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Work on it.
I tell you what. I will pick him up... No, I'm not going to do it this weekend. It's going to be nice out. Yeah. We got stuff to do.
We got stuff to do.
Localtopia.
Localtopia, downtown St. Petersburg tomorrow. I think it starts at about 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
And then runs until about 10:30 in the evening.
No.
No?
No.
Fake news.
Jeez. Anyway.
No.
Calm down.
You mean it's not a 12-hour gig over there?
No.
What's happening? What time?
It wraps up around 5 o'clock.
Before it gets dark. That's a little bit more manageable.
Right. There is no lighting down there.
Right.
Totally knew that. Totally all over it.
Well, there's going to be a lot of music down there. Why don't you tell us who's going to be performing? Can you do that?
I can.
Deceptive intruder.
No, not this year.
I wish. Mark Etherington, Mountain Holler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's kicking things off.
We've seen him before.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ella Jett. Future Soul.
We've seen Ella Jett before.
Yes, we have. The Hummingbirds, Lounge Cat, Rebecca Pulley, and
Love
the
her.
Reluctant Prophets. Uh-huh. Kylie Baker.
Now that's the one I want to see.
Yes, 3 to 3:45.
Kylie Baker, supposedly, if you listen to John Kelly, who owns the Hideaway Cafe, he doesn't come right out and say it, but he's kind of hinting that this could be the girl that sort of makes you maybe forget about Betty Fox.
Oh, no.
Well, he said,
I love Betty Fox.
Well, he was kind of like, if you like Betty Fox,
you're
really dig this
love
one.
Kaylee.
So, and she's got a gig over at the Hideaway Cafe now. She does like every first, third, and fifth Monday of every month.
Oh, nice.
So she's over there every Monday evening.
We'll have to, free. We'll have to check her out. So is Localtopia. The last band of the day is Boxcar Hollow.
Boxcar Hollow.
When they wrap up, it wraps up. Mm-hmm. And the fifth Localtopia will be in the books.
Boxcar Hollow kind of reminds me of when I was a jerk kid. I lived in a neighborhood in Richmond, Virginia.
Now he's just a jerk man.
Had train tracks that came through my buddy's backyard. And we thought it was just a hoot on Friday and Saturday nights to go down to the train tracks and throw rocks into the open boxcars.
And hear the bums.
And hear the bums go, "Hey, God damn it!"
Good kid.
Yeah, right.
Real salt of the earth type.
Yeah. Well, you can count on me to have a good time.
Yes.
Throw a beer bottle in there.
Yeah.
As long as it's full, they wouldn't care.
Dance, grungy.
Dance. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I crack myself up.
Oh, no.
We've noticed.
Yeah. Hey, today is Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is.
What do you suppose happened up there at Gobbler's Knob?
Gobbler's Knob.
Is that really what it's called?
Yes, it is. Gobbler's Knob.
Really?
Pennsylvania. Nice.
Okay.
Well,
party over here.
Right over at Gobbler's Knob.
Punks. Like the gay bar in Harry Potter.
Yeah, right. Punxsutawney Phil has said we are in for 6 more weeks.
Yeah, it's
of
because
winter.
He saw his shadow. Apparently,
this is the groundhog.
If the rodent, yes, if the rodent sees his shadow, we're in for 6 more weeks of winter.
Yes.
What a jerk.
Yeah. And
good job, Dick.
No, he's Phil, yeah. Not Richard.
Yeah. Hey, one of the things we did before the show is we tried Taco Bell's new fries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If all of you culinary people, are they considered culinary people? Or people with culinary interest or taste?
They are more commonly known as foodies.
All you foodies, if you haven't tried the new Taco Bell fries, we did so this evening. And let me tell you, I think that might be why I'm sweating right now. Not only are my ears sweating from my earmuffs, but my eyebrows are sweating. I need a headband.
You got the tater sweats?
I need an old Kareem Abdul-Jabbar headband.
Yes, yeah, big sweatband.
Right.
I loved them. And I am finally so glad that Taco Bell has French fries. Mm. That was the one thing that was missing. You know me, I have to have
fries.
Potato with every meal.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
And it really bothered me that I'd have to drive through.
Thus, your nickname Spud.
Right. Drive through 2 different fast food places when I wanted Taco Bell because I had to go somewhere else to get fries.
Okay.
Live Moss.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I thought they were very good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not
they're
great.
Fries.
They're fries.
You know, but you got to have
them. With a
little
Mexican flavor on them.
Yeah. Little zip.
And that dip that you.
The nacho cheese sauce.
Not so. Oh,
Not so. Wow. Not are we going to lose you?
It's not so sauce.
It's cheese.
Hey, you know what else today is? It's National Ukulele Day.
Yes, it is.
And let me tell you something. If you kids play right tonight, I just might grace you.
Oh.
You know, I was given a ukulele for, when was that, honey? Our anniversary last year?
Yeah, I'm sure it was something important.
Well, I mean, it's been a while. Without you knowing, I've been practicing.
Last year? I thought that was like 2 years ago.
Last year.
Year and a half.
Without you knowing, I've been practicing a little bit, and I'll share a little bit of that with you a little later in the show.
I feel like that's what you said when you got it. And
you got some skills
now?
You just wait.
Oh, you want to throw it out?
No.
Uke it out.
Hey, one of the things I did while I was sick the last couple of days is tried to read Fire and Fury.
Fire.
That's the
and
book
fury.
By Michael Wolff about Donald Trump and his presidency. And let me tell you something. I don't know if you've read it. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's because I was sick.
It's horrible.
It's almost unreadable.
It is.
Michael Wolff obviously is very proud of his vocabulary
because
he throws around a lot of words and he puts them in order that don't really make a whole lot of sense. I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on the English language, but when, as a man of 53 years, if I have to read a sentence and stop and sound out a word like you do when you're in grade school, that's not a good book.
No.
It's not a good... It was so distracting that I would read a paragraph and it'd be like, well, I had to stop 3 times.
What did it
to
say?
To figure out what that word was. You know, so I couldn't even... You know, by the time I would finish a page, I was like, what did I just read?
Right.
I got so frustrated with it. After about 7 pages, I said, screw it, I'm not going to read it.
Yeah, it's hard to read. It's drudgery.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, you know, now that I think about it, I haven't really heard of too many people that have read it, and maybe they're having the same problem that I'm having.
Right. I think the best way to actually read that book
is
to flip through and look for quotation marks.
Look for juicy stuff.
And just try to pull out some good excerpts.
Yeah.
Because trying to read it at, like a book.
Right.
It's probably one of the worst books I've ever attempted to read.
I mean, I barely made it out of the foreword. You know, that's how far I got, and I was like, I've had enough of this.
I mean, it's drudgery.
Yeah, it's a hard book to read.
Yes, yes.
Unless you went to Harvard.
I don't know.
Or Princeton or Yale. Nope.
Who wants to read a book that's difficult to read?
Look, I like a book where the author writes as if he's speaking to you.
Right.
Like he's like you would, we're like are having a conversation right now.
And preferably
I don't want to figure out what your fancy words are.
Yeah. And preferably about serial killers.
Yeah. How much we pay for that book?
No, $12.95.
Too much.
We're sending it back.
Yeah.
Get the book on tape.
I wonder if Amazon will take it back.
They better, damn it.
I'm not happy with this book.
Hate it.
This book made me feel stupid. Anyway, let's see. We've got a lot to talk about this evening.
Well, get to it.
Well, right. I'm trying to. Well, this was just the foreward. Just the foreword. Most people aren't going to make it out of this foreword because the show is so dumb. too hard to listen to.
Just like Fire and Fury.
Yeah. Hey, do we want to take a break now?
What?
Well, we can. We can. That's entirely up to you. You're running the show.
All right. Well, because I
really need to cough, so that would be perfect for me.
Well, let me just kind of give you a little bit of a rundown on what we've got here. We've got a pretty interesting story about Amazon, J.P. Morgan, and Berkshire Hathaway coming up with their own healthcare company. I think that's very interesting, to say the least. The Earth's magnetic poles show signs that they're about to flip.
Ooh.
What does that mean for society?
Nothing good.
I got a great story. Look, if things do go bad with this pole flipping, there's a great little Italian village.
Yes.
That I want to tell you about. We're going to do that. Elon Musk is making flamethrowers.
Yes.
He's got his nerve. We got some sports. Seems like there's something big happening this weekend.
Maybe.
I don't know. We're going to talk a little bit about In-N-Out Burger. They're making way too much money over there.
Delicious.
Let's do take a break so Steph can cough. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, we are back. That is Get Back.
Loretta.
Better get back home, girl.
Your mama's waiting.
Yeah, back to your high-heeled shoes and your, what is it?
Low neck sweater.
Low neck sweater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the Beatles, everybody, in case you didn't know. Let's see. Before the break, I said I was going to talk about Amazon, J.P. Morgan, and Berkshire Hathaway. They are looking to create their own healthcare company for their employees and their families. Originally, because these are all like international companies, and I thought originally it was for like all their employees worldwide, but it's not. It's just for their U.S.
Only the ones in the U.S. that don't already have decent, cost, reasonable, available health care.
Right. Well, I was talking to a friend today, and I don't know if he read the same article that I'm reading, but he said that it wasn't actually a in-house healthcare company, but it was more of a place like a directory. Is that what you think it is? Because the way this article reads, it's like it's going to be their own company.
I read that other article as well, and yes, that's one of the biggest components of right. this healthcare company that they're putting together.
Mm-hmm.
Is streamlining all of the medical records and information so that when you go to the cardiologist,
right.
he can pull up your whole file. He can see the last time you were at the doctor for a cold, when you got a tetanus shot, where they can all communicate and have access to all of your medical file. Without you having to go in and fill out the form every time.
Well, see, because I kind of thought it was going to be where if you were employed by one of those three companies, then there were specific doctors that were also employed by those three companies, that those were the sole providers that you went to.
Right.
And all of your fees would be handled by those three companies.
Well, no.
Almost like if you were in the military.
Well,
or
exactly.
If you lived in a country that had national health care.
Right. The three companies are going to combine power
and
create a fourth company
right.
that would be their health care provider, right. like an in-network, almost like, what was it, like Kaiser.
Okay.
Where their employees go to this facility, so they all pitch in.
Right.
And yes, the doctors are on staff, the nurses are on staff, and they and their families are also eligible for the same health care. But one of the biggest components of that is the information technology. And that's been one of the stumbling blocks over the years.
Okay.
But with these three men...
Right.
And the technology, the money, they can figure it out.
Three very wealthy men, by the way. Jeff Bezos is, I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago on the show. He's now the richest man in the world. Warren Buffett. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got more money than Warren? Jeff does.
Right.
And then this guy from Berkshire Hathaway. What's his name? Jamie Dimon or Dimon? D-I-M-O-N. Apparently, he's got some deep pockets, too. So, I mean, they've got a lot of financial backing just with the three of them.
Well, they have more than financial backing. That's the point, is it's not just throwing money
mm-hmm.
at this idea. They have the infrastructure capabilities because they've built their companies. They have the technology. They have the IT support. So they're coming from a wealth of information as well as monetary wealth.
Well, what does
this
do?
To make this successful.
Okay, so we all know about Obamacare, and we know that Trump's trying to overthrow Obamacare and come out with some other kind
of Trump care.
What do you suppose Trump thinks of this idea? Is he like, don't do it, or please do it?
I
would like to think probably at least a million employees combined.
Probably. probably. And from what I've read, if they are successful in doing this, I mean, it's been called that it will be a watershed moment for the American economy, the medical system, and the government, who isn't going to like it, the insurance carriers, because they're not going to be in the picture taking money. Their fingers aren't going to be in the pie.
I like that. I like it even more now.
Exactly.
I'm going to go get a job at, well, not none of these other two, but Amazon.
Well, and that was, you know, one of the biggest, I think, one of the biggest problems with Obamacare is it relies on insurance.
Right.
Where you pay in, pay in, pay in, and they don't ever want to give any money back.
Right.
So they're eliminating that.
Good.
And that's a huge, that's going to be their biggest.
Take the sleaze factor right out of it.
Exactly.
I love it.
Exactly.
Well, I wish them well. I hope they do it, and I hope they shove it right down the insurance company's throats.
Yeah.
Really. Look what we're doing.
Well, exactly. And if you go from this story to In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
That
Hold
is.
Hold on. I can do that. Hold on. Let me flip.
That's the perfect segue of how.
I should have had you set this pile up.
I try. I really try.
Well, the thing about In-N-Out Burger is, kids, have you ever had an In-N-Out Burger?
Yes.
Okay. They're fantastic. And they keep basically. It seems like every couple of years there's hints that they're going to be coming here to this area, and then they never do.
No, they don't.
Right. They're basically out west and in the southwest.
Yes.
So that's where you can find In-N-Out Burger. But the article that I read said that the In-N-Out Burger managers are now making $160,000 a year.
Yes.
Yep. Now, one of the things, the reason they can get away with that is because they're not a huge commercial chain. And they're privately owned.
Yes. They're not a corporation with stockholders looking to make money by investing money in.
They said that the interesting thing about this is you've got managers running In-N-Out Burgers that you know, only have like a high school education,
right?
Where you're looking at some of America's highest paid people, like architects and lawyers and stuff like that. That the average pay for them is like $115,000, $112,000. Here's a burger flipper, $160,000 a year.
Right, because they focus on their employees, and educate them on how to sufficiently and properly run their facilities to the highest standard. And because they don't have anybody else's hands in the profit pocket, they can take those profits and give it back to their employees to pay them so that they work harder and are more, what's the word I'm looking for? They care about their job.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you pay me that much money, I'll really care.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's just to show you how small and how private In-N-Out Burger is. They have 329 restaurants total.
Right.
Even Five Guys has 1,500. McDonald's has 37,000 locations.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's just in the United States.
I'd believe it.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. But look at the pay difference between any of those and In-N-Out Burger.
Well, another good thing, even if you're not a manager at In-N-Out Burger, they're starting their employees at $13 an hour.
Right.
God damn.
That's pretty damn good. Pretty good starting. Yeah. And here soon in 2022, all the stores out in California, the average or the minimum wage for the state goes up to $15.
Right, which means In-N-Out Burger, if the minimum wage is $15, In-N-Out Burger will probably pay their starting employees $17, $18 an hour.
Mm-hmm. So there's something to look forward to.
I got to move.
Something that, you might want to consider. That's a hell of a salary you can make.
That's the difference when a company takes hold of their employees and their company, rather than just, let's expand, 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 profit, profit, profit.
I would like to see a lot more companies do that.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, you can't really do that with a small company. You do have to have some size. Just like I said, In-N-Out Burger has 329 locations. So, I mean, you do have to have some sort of size to be able to do that. And I wonder, are they paying these salaries based on individual locations? Or is it, does all the
possibly.
Money, or is it sort of like a pooled amount of money?
Well, it's pooled money.
Right.
But they pay their people, I'm sure, especially the management.
Well, managers are on a salary.
Right.
So that's like pooled money. But then the other people, the actual burger flippers, they're getting like their...
Well, they get their
hourly wage.
And that's probably standard across the board.
Right.
It what it will equate to is how many employees they have, mm-hmm. you know, how many burgers they serve. The more burgers they serve, the more people they need.
Right.
So the more money the store makes, the more money they pay out.
All right. Mm-hmm. And that
but
too.
that's the difference between, you know, what's happened in America with these conglomerates just looking to pinch every penny
right.
and pay the least and keep the most. It doesn't benefit anybody but the people at the top.
All right. Let's talk about the Earth's magnetic poles show signs they are about to flip.
We're boned.
Exposing humans to radiation and planet-wide blackouts.
We're boned.
Would you stop?
Your mother doesn't seem to think so.
We're boned.
I've been saying that for years.
Hannah, are you boned?
No.
Boned.
Not yet. We will be boned.
I don't know. I mean,
you make it sound, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, the poles are going to flip.
Well,
like we're going to go to bed tonight.
Well, the headline makes it seem like if you go to bed tonight and it flips, then you're going to wind up on the floor.
Right.
Like it's going to throw you right out of bed.
Like all of a sudden, the Earth is going to do this, you know, whop.
Right.
Maybe.
I don't
like that.
Think that's happening.
They say that the Earth has actually flipped its poles. Well, apparently it's done it... every 200,000 or 300,000 years, except right now, they haven't flipped successfully for about 780,000 years. So it's not like it's never done it before.
Right.
It used to be a fairly, well, you can't say...
Fairly common occurrence.
Event
every Tuesday.
Two or 300,000 years, you know, but still, we're due.
We are due.
We're way past due
for this
to happen.
And I believe in climate change. Don't misinterpret that. I think people are destroying this planet. So I'm all about that. But at the same time, I feel like a lot of climate change, it has to do with the Earth rotating.
Okay.
And like you said, it's happened before. And I've said that all along.
Yeah, but that's like when the dinosaurs went away. I mean, what's going to happen now?
We're boned.
We're going to be bones.
Well, you know, all of North America might be covered under a sheet of ice.
Well, it says the devastation boned. Could arrive. Listen here. It says
we just have to keep migrating like the penguins.
The devastation could arrive through multiple avenues. The combination of powerful space particles like unfiltered solar rays, cosmic rays, and ultraviolet B rays, the stuff your sunscreen bottle warns you about, would smash through our battered ozone layer and lead us the way of the dinosaur.
Yeah. Boned.
So all of a sudden, giant reptiles are going to start popping up?
No, we're just going to get sunburnt to death. And then it says, our infrastructure wouldn't fare much better.
No.
Since satellite grids are linked, once radiation eats through more will follow, causing a cascading mass blackout, among other disasters, according to UNDARC. So, I mean, if you read this article, it makes it seem like it's not going to be good.
No.
But if you listen to Mom over there, she's like, oh, it's happened before. We're going to be fine.
If we keep migrating.
The toilet will just flush the other way.
Right.
It hasn't happened with the power grid. The power grid's not set up for that.
Well, this power, if it successfully eventually turns.
Right.
No, there are going to be parts of the inhabited world right now that will be uninhabitable. It'll either be too hot or too cold.
Or underwater.
But that also means that places that are currently too hot, too cold, and underwater
right.
will be exposed, and proper climate like ours.
And think of the wars that's going to cause.
Right. That's the biggest problem.
That's the big issue, right. See? Good thinking, Ty. Mom's over there trying to paint a pretty picture, and you just threw the whole war thing in. You saw how she changed her tone.
Is who's going to get mm-hmm. to, you know, move to that parcel of land? And, right.
and what's going to happen with our resources?
We're going right to Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
And you see how well they're doing.
We're going to mm-hmm. start building a block wall around this house.
Boned.
No, we need to buy property in Antarctica because that's going to be the new equator.
Right.
I don't like the cold. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure the aliens will let us share it.
Yeah. I'm not worried about the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're already walking among us.
Hey, speaking of sciencey stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a question for you kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Live long and prosper?
No.
Oh.
Does a regular drinking straw.
Oh, God.
Have one hole or two?
One.
Yeah, one.
Thank you. Stephanie, how many does it have?
I said two.
She said two.
It's one continuous hole.
Yes, thank you. With two sides, right?
That's a tube.
Yeah.
That's not a hole.
Well, I mean, the number of people that say two holes, I mean, it's a lot of people. They think that because there's a circular opening on each end, that constitutes a hole. When actually, if the hole goes all the way through...
To one hole.
It's one hole with two sides.
I mean, if you ask how many circles... That might be two.
Yeah, but that's not what the question was.
Exactly.
How many holes?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just wanted to see where you kids
were.
Well,
I asked, because Dad and I debated this at length the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were drunk.
Yep. You were. You were drunk and all hopped up on, you know, Dayquil and NyQuil right. and every quill in between. And I said, okay, so that means that in the human body,
yeah.
the digestive tract, there is one hole.
Yes.
Yeah.
So which one are
that
you...
That explains people, doesn't it?
Which one are you currently speaking out of?
Oh, I getcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's one hole.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
One hole.
One hole.
Now, how many holes does the human body have?
A lot.
I'm trying to count.
Well, we go ahead and skip this.
Yeah, we should probably skip that one. It depends. Are you Hannah? Hers has some extras.
Yeah, no. We're not talking about piercings.
I removed
those.
Holes.
No, but you figure...
Those? Which?
Yeah, well, if you think about...
Those?
I removed
those. If we know two of them, at the top and at the bottom are...
One hole.
Are one. Well, you get two eyes because they're not connected. You got two ears, right?
Yeah, but your ears and your nose and your mouth are all connected.
No.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but they're not like your top and bottom. It's not like your ears are not connected. It's not like there's a hole that goes all the way from your left ear to your right ear.
No, it goes, it goes through your sinus passages and out your nose and into your mouth.
Yeah, but it's two, never mind. Never mind.
We'll talk about holes.
So, are you ready for a little ukulele?
Oh,
yeah.
Is it time for some ukulele?
Well, you know, I want to get to it before we have to go to our halfway point.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah, so hurry it up.
Well, hey, take it easy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like I said earlier, Mom got me this ukulele, and I've been, you know, practicing a little bit, doing some strumming and taking some lessons on YouTube and that kind of thing.
Yeah, look out,
and
PW.
I thought I'd break a little out for you this evening. I have a little number for you that I want to share, and I call this number time after time.
Time after time.
Shh. Cool delay effect.
Mm. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet reverb, bro.
Wow.
Use the pedals for that?
Mm-hmm. They're really good.
Shh. This is the hard part. you got to bend it on that one. Almost dropped my pick. All right. Lest any of you think that I'm actually playing this.
Let me see that damn thing.
No, because you're just going to make a bunch of noise. This is actually Time After Time, which is a Cyndi Lauper song, but it's being performed by Jake Shimabukuro.
Yes.
And Jake Shimabukuro is going to be here in town. I don't have that in front of me right now, but he's coming to town fairly soon. I think like next weekend, he's going to be like over at the Capitol Theater.
Oh, okay.
So Jake Shimabukuro, he actually comes to town quite often.
Yes, he does.
And it's fantastic. This song is fantastic. And then also the Led Zeppelin's Going to California is phenomenal.
Everything. Yeah. Everything he does
what
is
a talent. The only thing, and I've said this in the past, is, you know, I dig it. I don't know how long his concerts are. I'm just thinking that between songs, he better be pretty damn funny. Because if I had to listen to this, first of all, it would put me to sleep, I think.
It's too peaceful.
Yeah, right.
You should be doing yoga or something.
Yeah, but it is pretty.
Happy place.
And it's amazing. Now, this song is pretty serene. Some of his other things that he covers are a little bit more lively. But that's,
do you think it's taboo to have a sing-along while he's playing?
Would you like to sing along?
Well, I don't know.
I have a feeling that if you did sing, you'd sound a lot like Cyndi Lauper. Actually, he's coming to town at the Capitol.
What's that supposed to mean, buddy? What are you trying to say?
Capitol Theater. It's going to be Thursday, February 8th at the Capitol Theater. Jake Shimabukuro.
Next week.
Anna, you say it.
Shimabukuro. I just threw my phone on the floor.
No, when we went to the Jackie, the Eve of Jackie.
Yes.
You know, there were parts where they wanted everybody to stand up and sing along.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And so I didn't know if maybe Jake, you know, threw that out there.
I don't know.
I've
heard him interviewed on a couple of different radio shows, and he's actually very delightful. So he might be funny as hell between
very
songs.
Delightful.
Well, and, you know, maybe he does do a couple of sing-alongs.
He might.
He might.
He might get everybody to stand up and dance.
Anyway, getting back to if you thought for even an instance, that was me. It was not me.
Ty got all the musical talent in the family.
All of it.
For generations.
Yeah, speaking of Ty and his talent, he drugged me along Tuesday night pre-flu over to Janus Landing, and we saw Havoc.
Havoc.
And Anthrax.
Anthrax.
Yeah, let me give you a little taste of Havoc. But a lot louder.
I love Havoc. It's so mean.
Too.
It's really a big inspiration for Deceptive Intruder.
They were kind of cool. I'd like them better than I'd like Anthrax.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anthrax, I felt sorry for him. It's just like, you know what? You were probably something back
in the 80s.
40 years ago. This is little Anthrax. This song is called Antisocial. Yeah.
They're our age, Ty. They are old.
They're your age, buddy.
Yeah, well, welcome to my world. At least I'm not dyeing my hair black.
Yet.
Homo.
Oh, I know this song.
Scott Ian, they were great performers. Both bands had great musicians and that kind of thing, and the shows were very good.
Great venue.
Great venue. Absolutely great venue. Now, I go to Ty's Deceptive Intruder shows, and it's all they can do to try to get people in the mosh pit. You might have two people bumping into each other. Over at Janus Landing on Tuesday night, for these two bands, it was serious.
Everyone.
It was serious. Somebody's going to get hurt out there.
Dad was playing lifeguard.
Where's security? These kids are serious.
When Anthrax played Caught in a Mosh, it was a very real possibility.
Well, when we go, before any of the bands start, and you're looking at these huge dudes, like, warming up.
They're doing stretching.
Stretching and stuff like that.
One dude took his shirt off.
Yeah, it was cold that night.
He's flexing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him to touch me because he was sweaty.
It's like greasing up.
Yeah, gross. Yeah, I was waiting for an all-out riot to happen.
No. They just, you know, push each other around a lot. Mm. Now, the one thing that you both mentioned that I thought was very interesting was the gender makeup of the crowd.
Yeah.
Would you like to expand?
A lot of dudes.
Yeah, a lot of dudes. Probably five girls.
Yeah. Not the show you go to pick up chicks.
And they were working behind the bar.
Nice. At the end of the show, Anthrax said, what was it, June 15th? They're coming back with Slayer.
Right. Well, Slayer announced, what was it, last week or the week before, that they are going to retire. So they're going to go on this big, I don't know if it's
farewell.
I don't know if it's worldwide, but at least a national farewell tour.
I'd love it if the Big Four came here.
Who's the Big Four?
It's Megadeth, Metallica, Anthrax, and Slayer.
I don't even know that they could all be at the same venue.
They do. It's called the Big Four. They've been doing it for years.
Oh.
It's great.
Yeah. That's what I know. All right.
Learn something.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to. Hanging out with you kids every day, and I try to learn some stuff.
Taking you to the metal show.
How much time do we have?
You have...
quite enough.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Let me quick you tell me... tell you...
Quickly tell me
how. Damn! Ty, you're a big fan of sushi.
Yeah.
Stephanie, you're a big fan of salmon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I read an article about this dude in California with a daily sushi habit, particularly salmon. Well, he was taking a bowel movement, felt a little something downstairs, got to tugging, pulled out 5'6" of tapeworm.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah. From the raw salmon. Which apparently is not that uncommon. Just the other day after I heard this story, then somebody on Facebook a girl that I went to high school with posted a picture of salmon in the package at a grocery store. And here's somebody filming it with their iPhone, a worm about 3 inches long swimming around on top on the surface of the salmon between the surface and the plastic.
Gross.
Yes.
That's not good.
That's just gross. Now, listen, I went deep sea fishing one time out in California, and we caught, I think it was some kind of a tuna, and I caught it. And the guy cut it up for me at the end of the boat ride, and he handed it to me, and I said, what are all these white things? He goes, oh, they're worms. They'll go away when you cook it. And I walked to the nearest dumpster and got rid of it.
Threw it out.
No, thank you.
Pass. Hard pass.
How do you get rid of tapeworms? I want to do that detox just in case.
Right. Yeah. It's gross. Ugh. So, what do you got?
Ish. A tweet from PW, but it's a picture, so I'll show you at the break.
Okay. What's it have to do with? Tapeworms?
No.
I hope it's not of somebody pulling a tapeworm.
Yeah, it is.
It says a kick-ass podcast game show, Boned. PW and Brian, you, them.
Yeah.
So I'll have to check it out.
All right, cool. I like that. We're always looking for new games. Last week we played Steakhouse or Gay Bar.
Right, which we may play a little bit more tonight.
All right,
we'll
I like
see.
That. That was
Gobblers,
fun.
No.
Gobblers, no.
Neither.
All right. How much time do we have?
A minute? A minute and a half?
No, he's ready to go.
Yeah, just wind it up. It takes you that long to sign
right, well,
off
listen,
anyway.
Listen,
you got a crap or something?
No, I don't. But
his ears are sweating.
My ears are sweating. My eyebrows are still sweating from those damn fries.
Joe is
got the meat sweats, Diane.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, this is the end of our first hour here on our Friday journey. This journey that we take every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We haven't had any phone calls yet, damn it.
Damn it.
I guess you didn't hear the number.
Say it again.
Let me repeat it. It's 727-498-0502. PW, he knows the tweeter. Marco Radio Show 1. You can do that too.
Yes.
Play along.
Play along.
Man.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do.
You can too.
Mm-hmm. The song I'm going to play for our halfway, I love it. It's called Scratch My Back, and it's by Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal.
Are we ready to cut this thing off?
We certainly can.
All right, everybody, we will be back in about 4 minutes.
Woo!
See ya!
Mama, get to it.